The Torah in Parshas Shoftim, when describing the various halachos and the rules that apply to a king, tells us that a king must also have his own Sefer Torah. The king has to have his own Sefer Torah. And the Gemara tells us that not only does he have to have his own Sefer Torah, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that he has to write, each king had to write their own personal Sefer Torah. Even though they might have had, their father might have inherited to them a Sefer Torah, they cannot use that Sefer Torah, but rather, they must write their own Sefer Torah. The question is why? Why does the king have to write his own Sefer Torah? It's not because it was puzzled, something happened to it. Why does the king need, each king need their own Sefer Torah? In a beautiful comment, Al Piderach Drush, the Yalkut Yehuder, Yehuda Leib Ginsburg, explains based on a comment in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, when talking about Avodah Zarah, tells us that certain of the Avodah Zarah, certain people that worshipped idols outside the land of Israel, in the diaspora, they're not considered actual Bali Avodah Zarah. Why? Because even though they might be worshipping it, even though they have Avodah Zarah, Minog Avosehen Biyadehen. The only reason they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah is because that's what they know, that's been passed down to them. It was sort of this process, they didn't really know any better. So Minog Avosehen Biyadehen, they observe those practices out of habit, not out of any conviction, out of a passion, out of a desire, but rather they mimic the rituals that they saw, they preserve those traditions. Says the Yalkut Yehuda Lahavdil, we strike this balance. Of course, we are a religion based on tradition and Misora and passing things down from one generation to the next. Of course, we have Minhagim play an integral role of what we do. Halachos even come from some of those Minhagim. But nonetheless, our unique connection to the Torah is not just enough Minhag Avosehen Biyadehen in a certain way. That while we do preserve so much tradition, and so much Mesorah, when it comes to my Limud HaTorah, when it comes to my passion for Torah, my conviction for continued growth in Limud HaTorah, then it's not just enough to have been passed down. What this Sefer Torah represents, the fact that the king's father might have had a Sefer Torah, while the king can pass on certain rules and traditions and edicts, and but in terms of learning, that is something that each and every single king, and truthfully, of course, every single one of us has to create that own niche of cook, commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, that simcha uvetuv leva, that we didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of simcha uvetuv leva, says it's not just enough to be happy, but to have that personal connection to the Torah. There is a connection to the general Torah that we all feel, but what is my personal connection, my tuv leva? And this is what this Sefer Torah of the King represents. It's for all of us, that we, of course, take certain traditions from our families, from many, many generations back, but every single person is required to make that personal connection. Chosla Mishnah HaTorah HaZos, our own unique connection to the Torah.